As far as we're concerned, the hospital needs to be clear with us, and I've now written to the hospital management seeking disclosure of the number of and the data for the number of assaults within the hospital on hospital staff. And I think we need to see a breakdown in terms of security numbers and what policies in place to protect staff as they go about their duties within the hospital. When the recent incident came to my attention, I asked the question, was there a flagging system in place when a patient presented at the hospital? Was there any way of the hospital and the staff knowing if somebody had been violent in the past or potentially violent again? And it appears that there's no flagging system that would bring people to that attention. Now, look, really, what, as I understand, the guard have been called in a number of occasions in respect of that. The hospital shouldn't be used as a dryout centre for people detoxing, and that's clearly what's happened on a number of occasions. Because the hospital tell us there's no facilities locally. There is a bed crisis across the country, and it's very acute in Letterkenny. So the hospital need to be clear with the public why they're offering facilities to dry people out at a time when there is a bed crisis. But more fundamentally, there is a legal, vicarious and moral responsibility on the HSE to provide a safe working atmosphere for their workforce. And clearly that's absent if you've got people being routinely assaulted in their own workplace.